Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Happy Monday to you. We hope you're having a great Monday so far. We have a great story we want to start out with today. It's about a lady who is affectionately known as the Poppy Lady. Now, for those of you who like to garden or you like flowers, think of the poppy flower. It's quite a delightful little flower. It's kind of thin and almost paper-like because they are so thin and they blow really easily in the wind. And they're all different colors. There's red and yellow. But the ones we specifically want to talk about today are the red ones. So the story behind the red poppy flower originated with a lady named Moina Bell Michael. Now, when soldiers entered World War I, Moina was working as a university professor at the University of Georgia. She wanted to do something to help. She knitted warm items, rolled bandages, collected books and magazines, and even invited soldiers home for a meal. But she continued to feel she could do more. So she's thinking, how can I help the war effort? How can I be more of service to these soldiers? And one day, she was reading a poem called We Shall Not Sleep, which was later renamed to In Flanders Fields. And it was written by Canadian physician and Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae. Now, just a quick geography lesson for all of us here, or a history lesson, or both. Flanders Fields is the name of World War I battlefields in the medieval county of Flanders, which spans southern Belgium and northwest France. So this poem is called In Flanders Fields, and it's referring to that area in Europe where these battles were fought in World War I. Okay, enough history and enough geography lessons, right? So Moina one day is reading this poem, and it struck her, and she says, "In a moment of resolve, I pledge to keep the faith and always to wear a red poppy of Flanders Fields as a sign of remembrance of those who died." So Moina worked to make the red poppy flower a national symbol to remember the soldiers from World War I. She wanted them to be remembered always. As a result of her efforts, this idea catches on, and on November 9, 1918, the Flanders Fields Memorial Poppy was adopted by many organizations. It was taken on as a way of fundraising by numerous veterans organizations after the First World War. And over the 90 years since that time, the poppy has continued to raise large amounts of money to help ex-servicemen and women in need of physical and mental welfare support. We pulled this from a couple places. The first one is a live interview with Barbara Elizabeth Walsh, who is the author of the book The Poppy Lady, as well as the website www.greatwar.co.uk. This is such a great story, though. Who knew that the red poppy flower had so much symbolism? And you think about the difference that one person can make and the impact she had just by giving out these flowers, and then other organizations begin to follow suit. And it's just a great idea because nobody wants to be forgotten. Everybody wants to be remembered if they've passed away or if they're still living. Just as Moina remembered the fallen soldiers with this simple field flower, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf also told a story about some flowers, and he compared them to how God remembers us. This was a talk he gave in General Conference October 2011, and it's entitled Forget Me Not, and we wanted to play a portion of that talk for you in his own words. Ready? Here we go.
A while ago, I was walking through a beautiful garden with my wife and daughter. I marveled at the glory and beauty of God's creation. And then I noticed among all the glorious blooms the tiniest flower. I knew the name of this flower because since I was a child, I have had a tender connection to it. The flower is called Forget Me Not. I'm not exactly sure why this tiny flower has meant so much to me over the years. It does not attract immediate attention. It is easy to overlook among larger and more vibrant flowers. Yet it is just as beautiful with its rich color that mirrors that of the bluest skies. And perhaps this is one reason why I like it so much. And there is the hounding plea of its name. There's a German legend that just as God had finished naming all the plants, one was left unnamed. A tiny voice spoke out, "Forget me not, O Lord." And God replied that this would be its name.
A little bit later in that talk, President Uchtdorf discusses how the symbol of this little flower can relate to each one of us. Here's what he says.
As a child, when I would look at the little forget-me-nots, I sometimes felt a little like that flower, small and very insignificant. I wondered if I would be forgotten by my family or by my Heavenly Father. Years later, I can look back on that young boy with tenderness and compassion. And I do know now, I was never forgotten. And I know something else. And as an apostle of our Master Jesus Christ, I proclaim with all the certainty and conviction of my heart and soul, neither are you. You are not forgotten. Wherever you are, whatever the circumstances may be, you are not forgotten. No matter how dark your days may seem, no matter how insignificant you may feel, no matter how overshadowed you think you may be, your Heavenly Father has not forgotten you. In fact, He loves you with an infinite love.
We probably all have days like that where we feel maybe a little forgotten or a little insignificant. But as President Uchtdorf said, he was not forgotten and neither are any of us. He says, you are not forgotten. And isn't that kind of comforting that there's a God who knows us and loves us, who will never forget us? And that's the message we wanted to leave you with today. We hope that you feel that love. Hope you never feel lost or forgotten. And if you have a day where you do, think of this little flower, the forget-me-not, and remember that you are loved. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email. We'd love to receive it. You can send it to us at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, before we officially leave you today, we just want to announce that tomorrow on Mormon Channel Daily, we are going to have a special guest, Brooke White, who is joining us via phone. You may remember that Brooke White was one of the finalists on American Idol back in 2008. She has a beautiful voice. We're fortunate to be able to hear one of her songs tomorrow, as well as we get to talk to her tomorrow. So we're really looking forward to that. We hope you'll join us back here tomorrow for Mormon Channel Daily. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled He Gives Flowers to Everyone, and it's featuring Sherry Call. Thanks for being with us. We look forward to being back with you tomorrow.
She didn't try to catch the bouquet. She knows it's not her turn, and it's okay. Usually, it doesn't even cross her mind. That's what she likes to tell her friends anyway. But she can finally say, maybe it was for the best. And there are lots of things she hasn't even missed. Now and then she starts to feel alone. Then she looks outside and knows she's got roses of her own. 'Cause he gives flowers to everyone. Not just the girlfriends or the brides. He sees the beauty inside her life. And he gives flowers to everyone. She hangs up the green satin dress. She laughs at how they're always out of style. It was just like all the others in the line. And when they asked her, she told them she'd never been more fine. But still she wonders what it would be like to talk to someone when she gets home late at night. Sometimes she likes to pray out loud. That's when she knows she's not the only girl alone in a crowd. 'Cause he gives flowers to everyone, not just the clever or the elegant. Her cares will never be irrelevant to him, 'cause he gives flowers to everyone. When they're out of season, she has snow. And when she's in the desert, where they hardly ever grow, he gives her diamonds in the midnight sky. Season after season, his love will never die. 'Cause he gives flowers to everyone, not just the mothers or the wives. He sees the beauty inside our lives, and he flowers to everyone. He gives flowers to everyone.